Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And joining us on the line this morning, Ryan Davis. He's the Director of Economic Development for Ontario County. We're talking about a story that's popped up in Canandaigua, a new housing project that's been stalled because of a lack of power. Hey, Ryan, thanks for being on with us this morning. Exactly what's going on in Canandaigua with this project?
Well, thanks for having me. Canandaigua seems to be getting the first glimpse of electrical infrastructure capacity shortage, which I suspect that most of our region is going to start to see. This issue reared its head in Henrietta, which is in between us, not all that long ago, and now we're seeing it in Ontario County. Ontario County Board of Supervisors a couple years ago adopted a housing needs assessment to help us start to plan out how to address our critical housing shortage. And with that, on the heels of that study was the release of the governor's pro-housing community plan. And many of our municipalities have joined on or sent in letters of intent to join in to be a pro-housing community so they can plan their growth. And Canandaigua was one of the first, and now we're looking at a 650-unit development in the town of Canandaigua with an incredible cost to provide power to that development site. We've had a couple in Farmington that have either been slowed or delayed, or they're looking for more planning or more money. The community that I live in, Phelps, has a 125-unit development that is probably going to be faced with the same challenges. We're waiting on a study from NYSEG there. So it's starting to pop up everywhere in the county. It's not just a residential development issue. Obviously, the power is power, so commercial development needs it as well. But like I've said many, many times before, houses are where jobs go at night. And if we can't provide the housing, then it's getting more and more difficult for my department to attract businesses to the county.
Ryan, just curious, I mean, this was a plan to turn a vacant building into dozens of new apartments being paused because of lack of power. Was it electricity, all electricity that you were using as the source?
Yeah, so that specific development, actually, we got good news on last week. The cost to provide electric service to the old Labelon building right in the middle of the city of Canandaigua wasn't cost prohibitive. So the developer has decided that they will move forward. It was outside of what they had planned, but within the limits. So that was one good news in this. But yes, it was all electricity. The question that I now have when talking to NYSEG and RG&E about this is, if the upgrade for the Labelon building is okay, Canandaigua's also got a $10 million downtown revitalization. What's that going to look like? If we're struggling to find power for the middle of the city of Canandaigua for a 52-unit apartment building, is the next development going to be hit with a similar cost or more cost? So it's just something that we have to continue to work on with the utilities until we can find some sort of relief for the broader issue, which is the grid isn't set up to deliver what we need. It's a production problem? Is it a transmission problem? Is it a distribution problem? And there's not a lot of parts of Ontario County where one of those things isn't.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Issue. You know, we have been talking so much here about new builds and uncertainty blocking new housing developments and new projects of, you know, all right, January 1st comes around. You know, are we able to get things in quickly and hook up gas to be used? Does it have to be all electric? What does somebody want if we're building a home? That's stalled a lot of things just when talking about all these possibilities. Here we're talking about the actual availability of power. And I'm wondering, in conversations you've had with other people in economic development across Western and Central New York, if these are similar problems that are going to begin popping up more and more, or if we've already seen them.
We're seeing them all over. And it is a conversation that economic developers and just regular, you know, commercial and residential developers, that community knows that it's an issue. And it's the uncertainty, I think, and sometimes that is a problem for us to overcome. Developers don't like the uncertainty, and it takes an awful long time to get an answer. The 650-unit Uptown Landing development in the town of Canandaigua, they worked with RG&E. They did it all right. They had early interaction with the utilities, and it took a good 9 months to finally come up with a cost estimate, which was cost prohibitive. It's already slowed that development. We're hoping to try to piece it together, work with the town of Canandaigua on some state grant funding, because they are a pro-housing community. We're hoping that we get good news on that front, and that it'll allow the developers to move forward with at least the first phases of that development. But in total, that development was going to have single-family residential, a couple multifamily apartment buildings, and a senior apartment building, all of which are critical needs in Ontario County. So we're just trying to help them continue to move forward.
In Ontario County, Ryan, is there pushback to this new mandate?
So, yeah, and I'm talking to the developers now. This past board cycle, which would have been 2 weeks ago, the Board of Supervisors passed a resolution just basically calling out the problem, putting a line in the sand that, hey, Ontario County and the Board of Supervisors acknowledges that this is an issue countywide, looking for both legislative and financial relief to help address the problem. As far as the all-electric mandate for buildings goes, this is one of those uncertainties for developers, right? We don't have a lot of clear definition. We think it's January 1st, but there was some developments that were grandfathered in, and we're getting mixed messages from the utilities themselves, because the Uptown Landing development, though we haven't put shovel to the ground, when we did the initial planning stages, they said, let's go to gas heat and gas dryers and things like that. So if we are forced to move to all electric,
the price tag gets even higher. So, you know, that's a multi-layered issue. It's not just the cost. It's a lot of the uncertainty that's surrounding it. And because of this, you know, I've recently had some conversations with our school superintendents as they look into the future of, you know, possible electric buses and what that will mean for capacity in the county. You know, this is a growing county, one of the few in all of upstate that has been growing over the past 25, 30 years. But we're a rural county, so a lot of our districts have a lot of busing needs. And now, for the first time ever, I think, you know, the building project of the school very much affects what we do in economic development, because we're competing for the same energy source.
Well, it's all interesting stuff to talk about. Ryan, thanks so much for joining us. Ryan Davis, Director of Economic Development for Ontario County, talking about that shift to all electric.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.